Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Will. Batting third, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second, the center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Elio Chacon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball towards left. Lynch settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lynch. Banks scores. Altman goes all the way around to score. Thomas moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco takes first base on ball four. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Will. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Casco moves to third. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Casco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynch scores. Anderson moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a fly ball into left field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a line drive into right field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Chacon goes all the way around to score. Casco moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Bob Anderson now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. House is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chacon strikes out. Two outs. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0 for 1 in the game. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Anderson. Altman reaches second base with a double. Bauschi moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Altman scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to third. Lynch moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pinson scores. Lynch moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. House hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Jones now playing third base. Eddie Casco now playing shortstop. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nux Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Will strikes out. There goes Ashburn. The throw from House to Casco, and Ashburn is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chacon strikes out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bausch is hit by the pitch. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bausch moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-1 in the game. Elston hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Elio Chacon. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Martin now playing second base. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nux Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Casco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Casco reaches second base with a double. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.